Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagbabalik matapos ang isang taon si Janice Cleo at si RJ Bermejo. Magandang araw at salamat sa pagbabalik ninyo dito sa amin sa aming bagong studio.
Hello po.
Hello po.
So, kamusta na, Janice?
Yes.
Kamusta?
I'm good.
So, nung huli tayong nag-usap, year 12.
Yes.
Naghahanda ka. Ngayon, uni na?
Yep.
At ikaw rin, RJ?
Yes, I'm in uni now too.
So, anong ginagawa mo ngayon, Janice?
I'm currently studying health science sa La Trobe, Bandura. Hopefully, to transfer into an actual nursing course next year.
At ikaw, RJ?
So, I'm also at La Trobe, Bandura, studying a double degree in commerce and international relations.
Wow, so magkapit bahay kayo.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Sabay ba kayo pumapasok sa school?
No.
Ngayon, ditong mga huling buwan, kung ako nagkakamali, naghahanda kayo para sa nalalapit na konserto. First concert mo, Janice.
Yes.
Anong feeling?
It's nerve-wracking because it's very different. I'm very used to performing with other people. Even though I do have people beside me, it is different performing and singing on my own. So, yeah.
Ano yung nagbigay sa'yo ng lakas ng loob para sabi, okay, ready na ako?
I don't know. It was very nerve-wracking at the start, but because I am used to, you know, there's serving at church, even though it is a different purpose, I'm kind of used to the whole crowd and like singing in front of people. So it's scary being on my own, but it's exciting too.
Pero pag sa sarili mong concert, kailangan dadalhin mo lahat sila.
Yeah.
So ready ka na? Meron ka na ba mga hinandang spiel or kwento or mga backstories sa mga...
All the stories do have a meaning behind it, and there is a reason why I sing the song, and I think that's very important. In, but of course, it is on my own, which is, I think having a story with the song is very important to me too.
Ikaw, RJ, matapos ang isang taon, marami ba yung nagbago?
No, not really. I think, you know.
Maliban sa may trabaho ka na part-time.
So I originally picked up part-time work as well while studying, which is really good because uni is pretty bad without income. So, yeah.
So, ano yung feeling kayong dalawa? Kasi dati, high school, di ba?
Yeah.
Eskwela, bahay, pagkadating ng gantong oras, tapos na. Pero yung uni, sarili mo yung oras. Madami kang mga sabihin nating free time in between. Mm-hmm. So, ano yung ginagawa niyo sa mga free time ninyo? Or paano niyo minamanage yun, Janice?
I don't know. I kind of just, you know, there's studying in my free time, especially with, because I do live a long way from Bandura, there is a little bit of time that I get when I get home to study. So, I don't really have a lot of time to do anything else except for, like, singing here and there. But that's it. I don't have a job either right now because I live so far from uni, but that's it.
Ikaw, RJ, anong na-discover mo sa sarili mo? Dahil may part-time job ka, nag-aaral ka double degree, tapos nagpa-practice ka pa para sa concert. Anong na-discover mo sa sarili mo?
That I need to manage my time better. and just to stop cramming for exam revision. But at the end of the day, yeah, I still tried to get it done and also to practice for the concert as well.
Masarap ba yung feeling na parang, huy, adult na ako. Pwede ko nang desisyonan kung ano yung gusto kong gawin, kung ano yung gusto kong aralin.
Sometimes mahirap because, I guess it's just that 19 years old, that transitioning period as well. Now from 18, you just became an adult to 19 where you discover new things, you need to tackle on more responsibility. Nakakatakot rin po.
Kasama mo ka pa rin ba sa, nandun ka pa rin ba sa bahay ninyo? O
yes.
Nag-solo ka na?
No. Still at home.
Gusto mo pa rin na pag-uwi mo may luto na?
Yes.
Ikaw, Janice, kasama mo pa rin yung parents mo?
Yes, I'm not planning to move out any soon. I enjoy being with my friends. They enjoy my company. I think
masarap umuwi na luto na yung ulam.
I mean, we eat out a lot. You know,
masarap na may nagbubayad o may nanlilibre para sa'yo.
Yeah, it's good. You don't have to worry about spending money, especially because my brothers are older now. I am the eldest, but there's no more babies in the house, so I think it's a lot harder to cook for all of us, especially when they're working and then they're coming home and we're expecting food. I think it's a lot harder to just be home and cook. So, yeah.
So, ikaw lang ang babae.
Opo.
So, mahirap ba o madali? O masarap ba yung feeling o nakakainis?
There's the perks and there's, you know, the bad things. I think I am the, like, I guess the princess, you know, the only girl. My dad is very hard on me, you know, like the no boys. And
so, he's protective.
Yeah, he's very protective. I understand where he does come from, though, so I'm not fussy about it. But the good thing is, like, when we go shopping, Papa's, you know, he's very
libre
happy.
Kanya palagi.
Opo, opo.
Okay na rin yun, diba?
I know, it's good.
Ano ang meron si Ed Sheeran na parang paborito siya ng mga generation ninyo?
I think he is very youthful, and I think the songs that he makes now, a lot of us can relate to, especially when it comes to love and relationships and missing this person and not seeing that person. I think he does a good job of allowing us to relate to that.
Kayong dalawa, sabi natin mga 1 year na kayong nagtatrabaho together, na magkasama, kumakanta.
Yeah, I think so.
Nabuo na ba yung relationship ninyo na parang nababasa niyo na yung isa't isa?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I guess as time went on, practice went easier because I knew how she worked and she knew how I worked and her tendencies and my tendencies. And yeah, I guess it just works well together.
Paano kung may sumpong?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess we solve it quick.
Yeah.
So, pwede natin sabihin para na kayong magkapatid na, you know, alam mo na yung moods ng isa't isa, tapos alam na rin kung paano mag-adjust.
Yeah.
Mahirap ba pag binubuo ninyo yung relationship ninyo bilang singer tsaka sa gitara? So parang duo kayo, di ba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mahirap ba nung una? Tapos paano siya napadali?
I don't think it was very hard for us to get along, I guess, and work together. We understood very early on when we first met each other. We understood already, we were very open, I guess, to being together and working together and doing this and that. So I don't think it didn't take too long.
Yeah, and I guess we have the same taste of music as well. Yeah. So like, yeah, that helped as well. So we didn't have to clash in like what songs we needed to do or yeah, either. But all ideas were good ideas. It's just a matter of picking which ones we like the best.
So masasabi natin na teenagers pa rin kayong dalawa. So paano ninyo napapanatili yung pagka-Pinoy ninyo o yung mga values ng pagka-Pilipino ninyo sa mundo na lumaki kayo na mas marami yung mga westernized values? RJ, ikaw, mas mahirap ka kasi lalaki ka, di ba?
Yeah. Eating at filler restaurants. No, I'm just kidding. I guess just always having that filler culture back at, like, in our home as well. Like, even if we're, you know, talking English always, like, 5 days a week during school, uni and work, when we get home, mom always talks to me in Tagalog and we still make filler food at home. So I guess that's how we, like, keep that, our filler culture, like, within us, especially in
Australia. Pero pagkasama mo yung mga kaibigan mo, syempre, iba yung kalakaran nila sa loob ng bahay nila.
You're right.
Masasabi natin mas liberated.
Mm-hmm.
Pwede?
Yeah, sure.
So compared sa bahay mo na pareho yung magulang mo Pinoy, mm-hmm. So medyo mas conservative. So paano mo nababalansa yun?
I mean, because since I wasn't born here, like, I guess it's, like, it's different. Like, I'm still used to how the way mum works and stuff like that. And Yeah, I think.
So, dahil nakita mo kung paano sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Hindi ka gaanong nahirapan. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, yeah. Janice. Lalo ka na, babae ka.
Yeah.
Diba, mas liberated sila pagdating dito compared yeah. sa atin.
Yeah. I think, I mean, it is different because I did, I was born here and I did grow up here, but I think the people that I surround myself with is they're very, and same with me, they're very respectful of the way that my household runs, and I'm very respectful of the way that their household runs. So I don't think there is any like clash or anything. I think we're all very just respectful of each other's culture, and they understand that my parents are very Filipino, and they love my parents, they love the Filipino culture, and they, you know, they understand, they love like adobo and tilapia and all that. So it's actually really nice to have different cultures around you as well, because it's nice to learn as well what surrounds you.
Yung nakita ko sa mga lumaki dito na may Pinoy na parents o kaya may Pinoy na nanay, mm-hmm. yung nag-teenagers sila, yung mga barkada nila, lalo na yung bayaw ko, yung brother-in-law ko, kasi lumaki siya dito, tsaka yung sister-in-law ko. Yung mga barkada nila, gusto pumupunta sa bahay nila kasi palagi silang pinapakain.
Yeah. yeah.
Tapos parang nakita ko, ngayon, ganun din yung nangyayari sa akin pag dinadalaw na yung mga kaibigan ng mga anak ko, yung barkada niyan sa bahay, palagi gusto nang pinapakain. Mm. So, sa tingin mo ba, isa yun sa mga bagay kung bakit parang napalapit yung mga friends ninyo sa yeah. sa inyo, sa mga magulang rin ninyo?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Di ba kasi pagpupunta ka sa bahay ng mga ibang Aussie, di ba parang yung papakain lang sa'yo, chips.
Pero magpupunta
ka sa big pie. Pero magpupunta ka sa bahay ng Pinoy, palaging madaming
rice
yan, diba?
And pancit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tapos may ano pa, may dessert.
Yeah. Mm. Leche flan.
Leche. Favorite mong leche flan.
Opo. Leche flan. It's bad for my throat, but you know, it's good.
Ano pa yung mga ibang awitin? O ano naman yung isa pang awitin na malapit rin sa puso mo na ikakantahin mo sa darating na konserto?
It's a song called Butterflies, and the song, I think, in my opinion, is about a woman wrote this song, I guess, for her lover and being very vulnerable, I guess, in she does play it safe and she's very scared of getting hurt, but she eventually opens up and allows herself to be loved, and I think that's very important, just to allow yourself to be loved. I guess everyone will get hurt, but at the end of the day, I guess there, you know, God always has a plan and good things always come around.
Pag sinasabi mong allow yourself to be loved, hindi lamang boyfriend,
no, diba? No, of course not. Just in general, you know, friendships, you know, there will always be either trust issues or loyalty, you know, there, just let yourself to be loved. Even with family members, you know, there may be, you know, things going on, but just to let yourself be loved, I guess.
So finally, Janice at RJ, meron ba kayong tips para sa mga year 12 at 11 students ngayon? Dahil nanggaling na kayo doon, di ba? Mm-hmm. Hindi ako nagkakamali, nagsimula yung exams nila this week.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So may mga tips ba kayo?
Revise. Even though ATAR does not really define you, it is still very important to succeed in your own expectations. So, you know, revise as much as you can. Don't get stressed. There will always be other pathways and other opportunities for you to study what you really want to do.
Ikaw, RJ.
I guess, through my experiences, just stop part-time work just for that period, because it helps you focus on what you need to do. It helps you become driven instead of distracting yourself with part-time work. You set a goal for yourself that, yeah, you know, like, oh yeah, I want this for myself so that I can go to the next step after that, which is whatever job you want to. So yeah, I suggest just stopping part-time work for then, and obviously revising, and at the end of the day, once the exam's done, don't worry about the exam because it's done.
So pag sinabi mong revise, mm-hmm. ibig sabihin, if you have this certain goal, you can always redirect that goal or
exactly.
regroup and see whatever opportunities mm-hmm. are available yeah. for you if you don't get that goal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Of course.
And dun sa mga nakakaramdam ng pressure kasi Pinoy sila that to do really, really good. Anong masasabi ninyo?
Don't listen to your parents. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I think if it is a real problem in the household, if you really want to do something other than what your parents do expect you to do, I think, you know, just be open with them. You know, even though they are Pinoy, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of pride in us Pinoy people, but they're, at the end of the day, you are their kids and they love you no matter what. So I'm sure they'll be open to what you wanna do.
Yeah, you know, if you don't want to be a dentist, a doctor, or a lawyer, or a nurse, exactly, you know, just talk to them. And also, you can use that as motivation also yeah. with the pressure. So
yeah. honesty and mm-hmm. open to new exactly. to new things or changes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Saturday, November 9th, Janice?
Yes, at Kindred Studios. And doors open at 6:30.
At kasama mo si RJ.
Yes.
So maraming salamat, Janice at RJ. Hanggang sa susunod, siguro sa susunod, sa BMW Edge ka nakakita. At may OPM na rin.
Hopefully.
Thank you po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.